Coming out in the next half hour, while Bristol University students are celebrating Come Dancing, and we talk to the Somerset man who's got stars in his eyes. I wonder if you witnessed the bizarre blizzard we had here on Wednesday. All of a sudden, just after 5 o'clock, there was thunder, lightning, snow, and then ice, all at the same time, practically. So this morning, we're going to try and get to the bottom of what's happened. Mark Stewart is an amateur weatherman who lives in Bristol.
Thornbury.
In Thornbury, and he joins me now. Good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning, Howie.
Good morning, Howie.
Very well, thank you.
Now then, before I sort of go on to the weather from this week, tell me a little bit about you. Why are you into the weather?
Well, all started when I was about 11. My teacher at school, you know, did a project on trees, the weather, that sort of thing, and I did a project on the weather. Made instruments to record the pressure, wind direction, that sort of, you know, usual sort of thing. And I started to record it for a month. And the teacher never told me to stop, so I just carried on since 1976, and I'm still doing it today.
I looked on your website this morning. You have the most amazingly detailed website about the weather. I mean, it really is very, very...
It's been doing it for 2 or 3 years. It's got a 10-day weather forecast for Bristol, which is the only sort of locally produced weather forecast. It's got a place where you can sign up for a weekly weather forecast. So on every Wednesday, you'll get a forecast for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's got detailed records going back to about 1900 for the temperature and the rainfall for the Bristol area, some of which I got from Barry Horton, who's another local amateur weather forecaster. And lots of interesting inquiries come into it.
How accurate are you?
Oh, that's such a big question. Well, I've learnt over the years more to look at the sky and what's happening and the wind directions, and I've learnt and got experience from that. And when I put that together with the other information that's available on the internet, all the usual charts and things, I'm able to give an idea for the next 10 days. So I wouldn't necessarily say I'm any more accurate than Rick Sanguin. I'm just the sort of person who's always aware of what's going to happen. So when I'm at work, people come up to me and say, what's the weather going to be like? Not because I'm necessarily very good at forecasting it, but because I'll always know the answer.
What did you make about this bizarre weather we had in here?
Very, very unusual. My wife described it. She was walking in Thornbury with our two children, James and Joshua, and this heavy rain came on, and it just suddenly changed from heavy rain to almost blizzard conditions, and within a few seconds there was half a centimetre of snow on the ground. And I was watching it all day, watching the charts and things, watching it coming, and there was warm, mild air coming in from the west, and it was quite breezy, and it was meeting the cold air that was coming down from the north, and where the two met is where you've got the heavy rain and then snow and the thunder. It's just incredible. And Bristol Airport says the temperature dropped 5 or 6 degrees in 20 minutes, which is why they had the problem, had to shut down for 17 hours. So it wasn't a lot of snow, and it didn't last very long, but it's just the ferocity and the suddenness that was very, very unusual that I've never seen before.
And had you predicted it?
On the Wednesday thing, I mentioned on my website, we produce a forecast once a week on the Wednesday, and to all the people who'd subscribed, I sent them a weather forecast explaining that the following week, in the middle of the week, it was going to be a very cold snap, and heard it here first, and then I woke up and looked at all the broadsheets, and they were talking about the weather being cold next week, so I thought I just got in before them, so yes, yes.
And do you agree with the forecast that's going to be really, really windy this afternoon?
Yes, I've got some charts with me. I've been looking at it. Very, very windy this afternoon. They're mentioning 90 miles an hour, storm force winds. The winds are about 25 miles an hour sustained at the moment, with 40-odd down in Plymouth, 40 miles an hour, I had a look this morning before I came in. And the windiest weather is expected after the worst of the rain clears. So as you mentioned just a minute ago, the rain powers, and that's when the real strong winds this afternoon come. So I don't think we've had anything compared to what this afternoon's coming so far.
Now, I would have to say, you're a bit of a weather anorak, really, aren't you?
it is a bit sad.
Look, because your real occupation, presumably the one you earn your money, is an accountant.
Yeah, I work not too far at a place called Solomon Hare, just across the road.
Yeah. Why not become a weatherman if you love it like so much?
I think, in some senses, I think it would spoil it. In some senses, it's nice to have it as a hobby. It's just something I've always been interested, you know, ever since since I was 11. It's just that way. I like it as a hobby.
Now, as you say, you have lots of people who's looking to your website and subscribe. And what sort of inquiries have you had?
Yeah, I get about 10 a week. I used to have it open to the whole world, and I used to get inquiries about what was weather going to be for the NASCAR races. So it's taking a fair bit of my time, and my wife decided that was probably not appropriate. So we just kept it to Bristol area now.
Yeah.
One of the most interesting, I get all wedding forecast, things for school projects, that sort of thing. A lot of interesting ones about animals. They had bat activity and monitoring deer, and they were interested in, you know, the weather information to compare with the deer activity.
Yeah.
But one of the most interesting ones was a guy phoned me and he said, could you tell me what the pressure was doing on a recent Saturday, whether it was going up or down or whether it was steady? And I was very intrigued, so I told him that, you know, the air pressure was falling, but only very slowly, and I asked him why. And he said he'd been caving, and down in the pothole, they could feel a slight breeze coming from a little hole in the wall. And he explained to me that if the pressure rising or slowing, you know, rising or falling very slowly, that that would mean that there's probably a very big cavern behind the hole, otherwise they wouldn't get a breeze. So on the information I gave him, I think they must have gone back and knocked through the wall to see if they could find the big cavern. So that was one of the most interesting things like that.
Yeah, you get into all sorts of different areas,
yeah,
don't you?
Very fascinating.
It's lovely to talk to you this morning. Thank you ever so much for coming in. Your website www.bristolweather.org.uk, isn't it?
That's right. And you can sign up for the weekly weather forecast or look back at the data.
Do you charge for your service?
No, it's all free. I just go on there Monday, Wednesday and Friday and update the 10-day forecast.
Fascinating topic.
Happy to give an answer if people, you know, want to contact me for it.
Excellent stuff. Well, there's a picture of you in front of me of when you were, how old were you then, 11?
On the back page on the website, on the contact page, you can actually see that article. It's an article, I used to live in Jersey, I've moved around, and my dad was in the bank, so we moved every few years, which is a record because we moved in different places around England. But there's an article on there which you can have a look at, which is me and my brother, okay, when I was 11, back in 1977.
And you've got your little kind of weather instrument there.
Yeah, the wind speed indicator, yes, that's right.
Great how a hobby has taken over like that, isn't it? Lovely to meet you this morning. Let me give you your picture back so that you know where you've got it there. And good luck with your forecasting.
That's fine. Watch out for the droughts next year. That's one thing you didn't mention. It's right, and I'd be very surprised if we don't get away with hosepipe bans next year. So you heard it here first on the Ali Val Show.
All right, thank you, Steve. It is 17 minutes to 8 o'clock.